From WikiNews, the free news source. This is the Audio WikiNews Brief for Monday, October 20th, 2008. I'm Kevin Fields, and here are today's current stories. In a rare one-on-one interview with the editor-in-chief of the journal Science magazine published online on Friday, Wen Jiabao, premier of the People's Republic of China, acknowledged that although companies were to blame, the government was also partially responsible in the recent melamine contamination of milk and infant formula from China. The two-hour conversation between chief editor Bruce Alberts and Premier Wen already took place on September 30th. A Chinese version of the interview was published in the Communist Party newspaper People's Daily. The premier spoke about social, economic, and scientific issues facing the country. Wen explained his scientific outlook on development, which tries to find social and economic progress for the people in a sustainable fashion with the decreased disparities on scientific basis. At the end of the interview, the premier agreed that the scientific communities could build bridges between countries even if their governments disagreed. More scientific language and less diplomatic rhetoric could make this world even better, he concluded. Russia has requested Iceland give them more details on the island nation's plan to rescue the banking sector and thus the entire national economy before granting them a loan. 2 weeks ago, Iceland's banking sector collapsed and was largely nationalized. Icelandic banks are in significantly more debt than the country can afford, and the nation may seek assistance from the International Monetary Fund. A decision on whether to involve the IMF is due within a week. As for Russia, a senior Russian government source is reported by Reuters as having said, "At the current moment, we do not yet have enough reasons to give them credit. We did not refuse. We are continuing the talks." Forbes quoted him as also having said, "We asked them to collect more information and present a rescue plan for the banking system." Meanwhile, there is some optimism in Iceland over the economy. It is hoped by authorities that the lower exchange rate for the krona means that more tourists will be attracted. Bars and restaurants are also doing well. The manager of one bar explained, "When people get depressed, they drink more." The government of Iran has announced that it intends to stop executing children who commit crimes in the country. The announcement was made by Hossein Zabhi, the Iranian Assistant Attorney General for Judicial Affairs, who issued directions for judges saying that they should no longer issue the death penalty for minors. The announcement was also broadcast by the Iranian state-run news agency. Human rights campaigners welcomed the move. They said that the Convention on the Rights of Children banned such executions. The convention states that all governments must recognize that every child has the inherent right to life. Although welcoming the move, Amnesty International stated that the Iranian authorities should release the text of the directive and make clear that they intend to uphold their international human rights obligations by including cases of those convicted of murder in this ban. The human rights group said that it did not know if the ban on executions extended to murder cases. Finally, in the United States, NASA's Interstellar Boundary Explorer to map the boundary between the solar system and interstellar space was launched on a Pegasus XL rocket on Sunday. The two-year mission, costing $165 million, will study the region in space where the solar wind from the sun suddenly slows down as it reaches the thin, cold gas of interstellar space. This region, called the heliospheric boundary of the solar system, helps it deflect most of the potentially life-threatening forms of radiation from elsewhere in our galaxy. IBEX will ride Pegasus to around 200 kilometers from Earth before boosting itself into its final Earth orbit of 322,000 kilometers away. The probe will capture energetic neutral atoms, which are formed when positive ions in the solar wind hit neutral atoms of interstellar material and rip out electrons from them. The IBEX low and IBEX high detectors will collect data on the ENAs to create a three-dimensional map of the heliosphere. The heliospheric boundary was first probed by Voyager 1 in 2004 and later by Voyager 2 in 2007. The data from the two missions indicated several indentations on the heliospheric boundary. It is hoped that IBEX studies may reveal the cause of these indentations. This has been an Audio Wiki News Brief and is freely available under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license at www.creativecommons.org/licenses/by/2.5. Catch the latest breaking news on WikiNews at wikinews.org.